today and tomorrow. 9.75 million Chinese high school students are sitting the country's grueling two-day college entrance examination, also known as the Gaokao. The first exam most students took this morning across the nation was Chinese language and literature. The students who took the examination and have another one coming up in the afternoon.
Oh my God.
You guys are probably having lunch and hopefully taking a little nap, maybe. Yeah, but let's talk about this big event that happens around this time every year. But there are some new facts that appeared this year.
According to the data revealed by Chinese Ministry of Education, altogether 9.75 million candidates sit for the 2018 Gaokao and 350,000 more than that in last year.
Whoa.
A lot more people, and actually it is the highest number of Gaokao candidates in the recent 8 years.
People must be sharing seats because that's a lot of seats.
Yeah, you're not allowed to share seats because if you share seats, it's easy to cheat.
God, I feel so stupid right now.
It's okay. It's okay.
No seats are being shared.
Let's wipe that off the record. Go ahead.
But the papers are the same, so that's being shared, I guess. And most of them were born in the 2000. It means that the first batch of the people born after the 2000, that is 00后 in Chinese, meaning that 00 post 00 because they were born post 00. And they start to walk onto the stage of Gaokao, perhaps the first important examination in their lives. And this actually...
To be young?
Yeah, I mean, in 2000.
You know, I think this is the first time I'm happy I'm old.
Because you don't have to take the
test?
Well, the test every year, it is arranged on the June the 7th and 8th. And I can remember back to my time when I took Gaokao. It's the same kind of arrangement that at the June the 7th in the morning from 9 to 11:30, we took the Chinese language and literature test, including something concerning the pronunciation, the meaning of the words, and of course, articles. And people make fun of the article every year, well, in a good way, saying that it's a fun thing to do. And in the afternoon, it's mathematics. I didn't do pretty well my mathematics exam. Hopefully, the kids out there could do a great job this year. And tomorrow, from 9 to 11:30, it will be a integrated exam of history, politics, and geography for the students focusing on art major in college. I mean, in the future for them, and also another exam of physics, chemistry, and biology for the science-oriented students.
You know, too, for anyone that's not necessarily privy with how school works here in China, this is decided whether you take history, politics, or geography, or an integrated exam on physics, chemistry, and biology. This is actually decided in your second year of high school. Am I correct?
You are totally correct. So from the second year, the second year and third year of your high school time, you concentrate on the direction you chose at the second year of your high school so that you can better prepare for the examination. And of course, the last subject here is a foreign language, mostly English, but sometimes if you decided to pursue a major in college, which is a foreign language, you can, of course, take other foreign language tests, including, I think any language.
Yeah, so as I understand too, say if I want to major in a foreign language, the test doesn't just stop on June 8th, okay? So for those who maybe want to continue their studies in a foreign language, they'll go through an oral test, of the foreign language, which will be organized by local admission and examination offices on June 9th and June 10th. Mm. Okay, so keep that in mind. But basically, as we're going into this test, you know, this test is to obviously get into college. So that's the next step. This is where these kids are thinking, you know, of course, today's the test, but also right after that test is things like when to fill out the application form for your dream universities. These kids are thinking about this as they're taking the test. They're like, oh my God, I hope I can get into Peking University. I got to do really well. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I want to be an engineer like Nu Hong Lin. She's so cool. And so, you know, these kids, this is their dreams. This is why they're taking this test. This is why they studied so hard. So students will fill in the form after they've informed or after they've been informed of their scores for the colleges they want to attend. All right. The deadline for handing them in these forms for the early batch of admissions, it's 5 p.m. on June 24th. So actually not so far away. Okay. That's the early batch, though. For other undergraduate admissions, it's 12 a.m. on June 28th, okay, so 4 days later. Most other people are sending in their admissions to their universities. All right, so for junior college admission, now, junior college admission, to better understand that, it's like an associate's degree, okay, in the U.S. There's a two-year college, often called a community college. You get what's called an associate's degree. That's kind of what a junior college is, except it's 3 years, all right? And their admission deadline is 12 a.m. on July 5th. So you have a little bit longer, all right, to decide if you want to go down that course. Also, for vocational teacher schools and senior vocational schools, 12 a.m. June 28th is your final time to be able to submit your application. But something to keep in mind here. There's been some big changes with the Gaokao this year. And one of these changes is no extra points for you if you are one of those talented individuals, okay? So an announcement published by the Ministry of Education pointed out this year China will completely cancel the extra points for students with special talents on sports, awards on Olympiad competitions, science and technology competitions, outstanding student awards in provincial levels, these kind of things, okay? So they're not going to get any special benefits from things they've achieved before the test, all right? And China's Ministry of Education published an announcement saying for primary and junior high schools in 2018, an announcement was said to reduce the quota of enrolling the so-called special talented students, or techangsheng.
Yep.
Okay, so they're really cracking down on basically saying, you know, if you're talented, if you're special, if you've done sports, if you've done some kind of Olympiad or whatnot, these kind of things, that's not going to matter towards your Gaokao, okay? This Gaokao is a test, and it is a test that exists by itself. No longer you being a special talent, you being this or that, will affect your Gaokao score. It is what you go in there to do and how you perform. That is what's going to determine your score.
Yeah, well, both of you have done really thorough research.
Well, thank you very much.
Before coming into the studio.
We try our hardest.
Oh, that is...
investigative reporting.
Fantastic to know.
I was in there.
And Ryan...
I took the Gaokao myself to do the research.
She actually did
it. Yeah, 9 years ago, I did it. And that's why the reason I did it is because I want to be on the show and be able to talk about
She's
it.
She's been investigating this case for 9 years.
9 years.
That's how much
well
she cares.
Well prepared.
Well done, New Honglin.
Years ago
for
this day. Yeah. But Ryan, just as you were uttering those words and in my head, I am a little confused.
Aww.
How could this be when you have won awards in the Olympiad, or being so-called super talented, or being a talented student, 特长生, and now the extra points are getting taken away? It doesn't really make all that sense logically. Can Niu Honglin please explain to us a little bit more of the background, why this policy has been taken effect?
Sure. I think the aim of this policy is to, in a way, reduce the pressure from the students. Because think about it, if you have one Gaokao to prepare, you've spent at least 3 years in your high school to prepare for that test. But what if there are multiple things that you wanted to prepare? You want to take the Olympiad competition to get a great score, and maybe you didn't got that great score, but you still have to attend Gaokao. And all that pressure would lead to students trying too hard in their high school time. So the initial aim was trying trying to make sure that would not happen. And also, there are many possible problems happening in the original system. That is, it's possible that maybe some of the students just use it to get the bonus points. They're not that talented. They just try to get the bonus point. And to do that, they need to pursue an interest that they are not even interested in.
Right. I think what's important here is what they're saying is this doesn't mean anything. It's just they're abusing a loophole, right? The whole point is to get them interested in like playing an instrument and then become one day maybe someone that serenades the world with a beautiful song. Yet the actuality, what's really happening is these students play the violin or do something special, then they drop it as soon as they're done. So they're not doing it because they care about the instrument. They're doing it specifically just for extra points.
Mm.
So it means more for the talents to pursue the talents without the gaokao involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's important, and that's what's being done here. Also, for things like sports, you know, I just want to say, you know, a media report revealed that there were 87 students who got bonus points in the university entrance exam in Liaoning in 2014. Yet a parent surnamed Yu from another school in the province said, I guess some of these students had gotten extra points for their swimming. And the Yu person said, "This school doesn't even have a swimming pool. Can you believe that there are 25 second class swimming athletes?" So basically, sometimes too, these schools are kind of lying about maybe their athletics or certain things that are being done just to get extra points. So these extra points are being abused. The talents aren't necessarily being maintained. They're just also just a way to get points, and then they're lost forever.
Mm-hmm.
So none of it's beneficial to the student. It is simply just a way to do better on a test. Whereas maybe students who can't afford violin lessons, or students that can't afford to maybe do special athletic stuff, buy a pair of soccer clothes and whatnot, they don't get the chance at those special points. So I think it's leveling the playing field. It's saying this is a test.
Yeah.
There is nothing else other than the test where you make these points. And I like it because that's a strong statement. It's saying no more cheating your way or getting extra so-and-sos. It's you coming in here and being prepared.
Yes, and
be prepared.
Yeah, Ryan lives his life and provides his analysis like a musical sometimes. Yes, and that certainly wakes you up, even for maybe the students that are possibly napping a little bit. And certainly, I think the last point you made, Ryan, that's a very real and serious consideration of the whole society and, of course, the Ministry of Education as well.
And it was a Lion King reference.
Yes, be prepared. That was from Uncle Scar, I think. Yes,
yeah.
The lion.
So listen to Uncle Scar.
Yeah. Okay, so to come back to this topic, certainly I think trying, or at least the attempt to establish some sort of fairness is really important in the Gaokao. And we've seen that in the last decade, a lot of this thinking has changed a bit, that as when the 特长生 or the talented students of a special stripe has been given those extra points. But now that's been taken away. And in a way, yes, maybe fairness can be further achieved to some extent.
Yes!
And also we saw that there is a new policy in Sichuan province that's been carried out.
Yes.
And it's giving extremely poor students the exemption of...
I have mixed feelings about this one.
Well, the exemption of tuition fee.
Right.
So what do you think about this new policy?
I actually liked it. Well, this year, Sichuan Province planned to launch this project, which recruits undergraduate and junior college students from 45 poverty-stricken counties in some majors that face a shortage of talents for free. And to be in that program, you need to sign up for it, take also the test. But after all the in a way, good policy, you will be dispatched on certain jobs. So basically, it's like you trade the several years of job time to get a preferential policy.
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's great. These kids are going to college. Sichuan's making that effort. But on some level, too, it's just to fulfill, like, what nobody else wants to do. I see it that way, right? So it's for majors like nobody's interested in, like underwater basket weaving, you know? Like, hey, guys, so, you know, we have a shortage in this major that nobody wants to do. So we're accepting you. Basically, just fill out this paperwork and come on over. Sure, they're getting a college education, but it's not necessarily like they're getting a choice in what they want to learn. Okay, so that's one thing. And then B, it's all just because of a shortage that they were let in. I mean, all of these things kind of just seem like it's helping, but it's also just kind of like, yeah, well, we don't have anybody doing it, so why not just give it to the poor kids? And it's just kind of like table scraps. I don't like the idea. I would rather much have a system that says, hey, pick any major you want. What are you interested in? And we're going to try to get you situated in that spot rather than, oh, we're just going to get these kids into the majors that have shortages, okay?
Well, actually, it could be a different kind of mindset that produced a policy as this one, Ryan. Possibly. Well, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Like, think about the normal universities. So the universities that train teachers. And they usually don't charge a tuition fee. So I suppose we all know we need teachers, and we have some students that want to be teachers, but there are still not enough teachers' seats to fill. So giving those young people free education so they could give back to society, I mean, that's one way to do it. Mm-hmm. And then possibly, you know, the reason why there is a shortage of candidates wanting to get into these majors could be that, you know, it's just maybe not fitting the perception to success right now, but it's also very much needed in society and giving people, that's also another choice.
Absolutely. So one could argue that it's a good thing. One could argue that more needs to be done, but in the end, kids are getting education. That's a good thing. But let's talk about the hot majors. The hot majors right now that are going down. Okay, a regulation published by the Ministry of Education in 2012 said that universities could set up their undergraduate majors according to a major list from 2013. So they could only set up from a list, but they could also apply for new other majors outside the list if the university wanted to launch a major on the list. They just needed to, or not on the list, they just needed to report to the ministry and put it in on its record. But if a university wanted to launch a new major outside the list, so if they wanted to do the outside the list thing, they needed to get approval from the ministry. Either way, any kind of major, it's going through the university, but we're getting new majors, right? Okay, so according to an announcement published by the Ministry of Education, again, God, they're publishing so much right now, on March 15th, 2018, there will be 2,105 new undergraduate majors that have been put on record. Whoa! And 206 new majors getting approval, all right? So that's in the process. Who knows? These are jobs we might never even know about. I mean, these are the jobs of the future, all right? 241 majors were revoked from 135 universities. So not all these new majors are getting passed by the ministry. But New Hong Lin, what are some of these hot majors? Tell me, hot.
The hottest one is actually big data, and there are 250 universities launching the new data science and big data technology major. And another one, my personal favorite, robot engineering.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's estimated that China artificial intelligence industry will surpass 150 billion yuan and drive-related industries of over 1 trillion yuan by 2020. So for students out there, if you want to sign up for robots engineering, I am rooting for you.
Keep in mind, though, guys, too, as we make all these new majors, we should not have any of them overlapping. Professor Li Guo from the School of Education, Renmin University of China, once said during an interview that with Xinhua that there were majors like Western economics and political economics, and he said they're basically kind of like overlapping on so many levels. They're pretty much the same majors. So as we make new majors, let's make sure that they're different.
Yeah, and also new majors sort of take up the space of some of the old ones. As we know, this is a tricky thing. As we go into college or university to study, often what's in the textbooks is a bit old and out of date. So that's one hurdle that is almost impossible to overcome. But certainly we see that the colleges and universities are trying hard to keep it fresh.